Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Sam Selvan, S-A-M, Sam, S-E-L-V-O-N, Selvan. But keep in mind that sometimes Sam Selvan is also referred to as Samuel Selvan, okay? And his dates are from 1923 to 1994. And also keep in mind that he's a contemporary of the writer V.S. Naipaul, okay? Now V.S. Naipaul died sometime back. And just like V.S. Naipaul, Sam Selvan was also born in Trinidad, okay? Trinidad, and then he moved to London, which is in England. And the novel for which Sam Selvan is famous is called The Lonely Londoners, okay? The Lonely Londoners. Now, as a member of the British diaspora, in the works of Sam Selvan, we can find many of the themes which are common in the writings of members of the diaspora. Okay? And in this novel, The Lonely Londoners, he uses creolized English. Okay? Creolized English. So, before understanding what is creolized English, you should know what is Creole. C-R-E-O-L-E. Creole kya hota hai? Now, Creole is just a language which resulted from the interaction between English speakers and those people who were there in the colonies of England, especially in colonial European plantation settlements, such as the West Indies. And another general meaning of Creole is a type of language that developed from a mixture of different languages. Usi ko Creole bhi kehte hain. So this is what Sam Selvan uses in his novel, The Lonely Londoners, okay? Creolized English. Now also remember that Sam Selvan is a descendant of Indian immigrants, okay? His father was a first generation Christian Tamil Indian immigrant and his mother was a Christian Anglo-Indian. And as I told you, Sam Selvan himself was born in Trinidad, okay? And Sam Selvan is known for his vivid evocation of the life of East Indians, okay, living in the West Indies. Now some other novels by Sam Selvan are, the first novel which he wrote is called A Brighter Sun, okay? A Brighter Sun, which came out in 1952, and this describes East Indians and Creoles in Trinidad. Now keep in mind that Creole refers to a mixture of languages, but it can also refer to people of mixed descent. People of European and black descent. Unko bhi Creole kehte hain. Okay? So this novel describes East Indians and Creoles in Trinidad and their prejudices as well as their mutual distrust and the effect of this animosity on a young man. Afterwards, he wrote a sequel to this novel called Turn Again Tiger. Okay? Turn, T-U-R-N, Turn Again Tiger, which came out in 1958. And this follows a protagonist on a journey to his homeland. उसके बाद एक और इन्होंने नॉवल लिखी विच इज द मोस्ट फेमस वन कॉल्ड द लोनली लंडनर्स एंड दिस डिस्क्राइब्स इमिग्रेंट्स लिविंग बाय देयर विट्स इन अ हॉस्टाइल सिटी ठीक है नाउ जस्ट कीप इन माइंड दैट मेनी ऑफ द वर्क्स दैट ही रोट इज जस्ट अबाउट द इमिग्रेंट एक्सपीरियंस व्हेन दे फाइनली मूव टू अ डिफरेंट कल्चरल सेटिंग हाउ दे एडजस्ट व्हाट आर द प्रॉब्लम्स दे फेस सो दीज आर द इश्यूज दैट यू विल फाइंड इन द वर्क्स ऑफ Sam Selvan or Samuel Selvan. And this is the reason why when we read British diaspora writers, reading the works of Sam Selvan is important. ठीक है And after the novel The Lonely Londoners, ठीक है उन्होंने कुछ sequel भी publish की थी ठीक है Two sequels. One was called Moses Ascending, ठीक है M-O-S-E-S, Moses Ascending, which came out in 1975. And afterwards, Moses Migrating, ठीक है Moses Migrating, which came out in 1983. Both of them are sequels to the novel The Lonely Londoners, ठीक है So, from an exam point of view, just remember, the writings of Sam Selvan are important when we read British diaspora writers. Sam Selvan was a contemporary of V.S. Naipaul, okay? And just as V.S. Naipaul is one of the important Caribbean writers, similarly, Sam Selvan is also from the Caribbean. In particular, he was born in Trinidad, okay? After that, just remember that his novel, The Lonely Londoners, is famous because throughout the novel, he extensively uses creolized English.